T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have a situation here in Philadelphia where you have a starting quarterback in Carson Wentz that goes down, having a great season, goes down. Nick Foles steps in. And Nick Foles is a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah.
And a similar situation happened with our next guest, and he joins us via the Sports Culleton guest line. And it happened in the year was 1990. He came in, started the last two games of the season, and rode that all the way to a Super Bowl win. And then he went on. I remember him as a Raider.
Yeah.
He was throwing the ball over the place. Former Giant, former Raider. He was even a Skin, I believe, at one point. Jeff Hostetler joins John Marks and Ike Reese in Philly. Jeff, thank you for a couple minutes, sir.
Sure thing. How you guys doing?
Doing great out this way. Thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Yeah, we're good. Jeff, we're good. We were riding the Eagles wave. We were riding the Carson Wentz wave. And then inevitably in football where you're, you know, it's a huge injury risk, especially if you're a quarterback that's running for touchdowns. And he takes a shot, freak injury. Now Nick Foles comes in. I was reading something from your coach, Bill Parcells. He was talking to the LA Times about your situation. And he said that he went to you. He knew it was a talented team. He knew you were a talented guy. And one of the things that he explained to the team was like, hey, nothing's changing here. We're still going to win a Super Bowl. What do you remember from that time when you had to step in?
Well, I think for me, the most I remember was how my teammates rallied around. You know, I unlike the situation that Philly's in right now, I didn't have the opportunity to play, have experience or anything like that. We didn't have free agency at the time. So I was 6.5 years into it and looking for, you know, opportunities to play any way I could. And, you know, Phil goes down, and it's one of those times where I think the guys that especially stepped up for me were the defensive players. I mean, these guys I faced every day in practice. And they rallied around me. They knew that I could get it done. I had a couple opportunities during that season, and was successful. And I actually brought us back, I think, against the Cardinals at that time to win one at the very end. And when those guys rally around me and know, I knew that I had their confidence. They were excited for me. They were excited as to, you know, what kind of direction we were going to go into, because again, unlike Philly, we had lost 3 out of the last 4, I believe. And so there was a lot of discourse out there with outside of our team. And, you know, to have your starting quarterback go down who was playing real well, of course there's going to be a lot of doubts. But inside our locker room, there was a lot of positives.
Yeah, I was just talking about that before you joined us, Jeff, that I think for Nick, what bodes well for him is that at least the message coming out of the locker room from the players and even from Doug Peterson as the head coach, there is no wavering in what their goals are and what they expect to do when they take the field Sunday. Everyone believes in Nick Foles, and I have to imagine as that guy stepping in there to feel those type of shoes, that has to be huge for you as far as confidence.
Without a doubt. I mean, confidence plays a huge part of it, and that is one of the things I remember about Parcells at the time. You know, he said, hey, we're not changing anything. I mean, we got to step up. Everybody's got to – somebody goes down, somebody steps in and fills it in. So I think that's the same mentality that these guys have. I mean, you can tell good teams, you know, they've been playing really well all through the year, and they're solid defensively, special teams, offensively. I mean, it's the whole gamut. So they're the real deal. And so when somebody goes down, somebody else is expected to step in. And I think, you know, as far as teammates, those guys, they're all going to do their part. I think for Nick, the biggest thing is just basically play your game. You know, he knows his weaknesses. He knows his strengths. And he doesn't have to do anything out of the ordinary. He doesn't have to be Carson Wentz. He has to be Nick Foles. Go out and do his job, do his piece of the puzzle, and let everybody else play their game and do their part, and good things will happen.
Hey, Jeff, for your situation, and you started 2 games at the end of the season, then went to the playoffs. Next is going to be 3 starts. You think that it almost, it helped the team in the fact of it kind of refocused everybody to where it's like, hey, listen, all right, here we go. It's playoff time. Jeff's in there. Let's do it. And also the shorter amount of time that other teams had to prepare. And like, listen, you came right in and you were firing right off the bat. And then before you knew it, you won the Super Bowl. So the amount of time that Nick actually is the starter, do you think that actually will help him as opposed to if it was maybe 8, 9, 10 games that he had to go?
Well, no, I think the more opportunities you have to play, obviously the better prepared you can be, the better feel that you have for the game. I don't think there's anything better than experience. So the fact that teams may not see him in a Philly uniform this year as much, they adapt, and they adapt real well. They find your weaknesses real quickly. So, and everybody has them. So, you know, good teams, I think, and good coaches will put their players in the best position to be successful. They'll concentrate on the things that Nick does really, really well, and guys will rally around him. All he's got to do is do his part. He'll make some plays, and, when he starts making plays, everybody else is going to be fired up and excited to make plays too.
Yeah, it's one thing to get through the regular season, Jeff. It's another thing once that postseason starts. And we are a team, we are a city that still starved for our first Lombardi Trophy that we're hoping for here. And that's sort of a reason why everyone has been down the last couple of days with Carson's injury. But once the postseason start, that's what our expectation is going to be. And I'm just wondering for yourself, the run you was able to go on in 1990 and how that sort of changed your life and the perception of you as a quarterback in this league. How big and how huge was that for you, and how life-changing was that run for you professionally?
Well, professionally, I mean, that's a huge deal. I mean, heck, I'd been waiting for 6.5 years for the opportunity, and, they just didn't come. I was playing behind a guy that was playing really, really well, and I just didn't have opportunities, didn't have free agency. So it's one of those times where you have to know that at any point you could be in there. And if you aren't prepared, ready to go, it may be your last opportunity. And for me, I was ready to go. I was prepared for it. I was waiting for a long time. And, that's a lot of pressure, especially when you get to the end of the season and you're in the playoffs. You know, you can't make mistakes, and a lot of expectations. So I'm proud of the performance that I had throughout that time period. I'm proud of being part of a team that, rallied together and overcame a lot of things that people like you guys say, can't be done. It won't be done. He's a weak link. And, you take those things, you build on them, you take them for what it's worth, and you go out and perform. And I think the Eagles, and this is tough coming from an old giant talking about the Eagles, because that's a tough place to play. I played down there with Reggie White, and, I mean, that defense, you kind of cringe when you knew you were coming in there because you were going to be sore for at least a week or two. So it's tough to be real positive on Eagles, on Eagle fans, but it is. They've got a lot of things, a lot of good things going for them, and the fact that Nick has experience and he's played the game, he's been successful, and the fact that the Eagles are playing so well, I think they're in good shape. Mm-hmm.
I tell you, Hoss, for a guy who, and this is no slight to you and what you accomplished in your career, but I think what you did in that year, it made you a household name in the history of this game. Like you have carved out a spot in the history of this league for a franchise that's well-respected around the league, and their history, their story can't be told without the year and the run that you had at the end of 1990, which led to their second championship. So, man, I think that's pretty cool in itself.
Well, I appreciate that. It's Super Bowls aren't very kind to inexperienced quarterbacks. So the fact that we were able to put a run together and to be successful in that kind of situation, and put a W in at the very end in a big game like that, it does change a lot of things for you. And it was a great stepping stone for me and in my career. But it was just a great opportunity to be there at least to have the opportunity to step on the field and try to make plays.
And that's Jeff Hostetler, Super Bowl champion, came in 2-0 to end the regular season, 3-0 in the playoffs to win the Super Bowl. And, Jeff, I actually was, while you brought it up, I was looking at the 91 box score, Eagles and Giants. I believe it was a Monday Night Football game. We love to brag about the regular season wins because we don't have the Super Bowl. It was 30-7. They got you four times that night on the vet turf, I think.
Yeah. It's like I said, it wasn't a very kind place to play. not so many fond memories down there, but you know, it was always a hard fought game, and you knew you were going to be in for a battle.
Always. Last thing, if you had to give Nick Foles any advice coming from where you were in that situation to him, what would it be?
I'd just say, hey, Parcells had this phrase, play within yourself, you know, and I never really understood that at the time, and it was sort of like a slight I felt, but really it's not. It's play to your strengths. You know yourself better than anybody else, and you don't have to be Carson Wentz. You have to be Nick Foles, and you have to go out and make the plays that you feel comfortable with. And if it's not there, you know, live for another day. You know, take the sack, go ahead, throw it away, but live for another day. So he doesn't have to play outside of himself. He can go out there, do his job. Other guys are going to step up, and you know, it's gonna be good for him. You know, that's what guys want to do. They want to be able to have opportunities to make plays. That's all he has to do is give them opportunities to make plays.
Jeff Hostetler, thank you very much for the time. Oh, one last thing. We were talking about how you had a great 80s and 90s mustache.
Oh, yeah, mustache, yes.
Do you still have it, or did you go to a goatee, or did you shave it?
No, I still got the mustache.
Yeah, there you go.
I've got three sons, and they still get on me about my mustache. So, yeah, it's still there. It's a little grayer now.
I bet. Don't ever shave it, man.
Yeah,
that's
man,
you,
keep
Hoss.
That thing, man. That's you.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks. Yep. There is Jeff Hostler. Thanks, man. Yeah, see, that type of – those guys, they never lose it.
Yeah,
they
man.
They keep that stash.
Keep that stash, man.
He looks strange without the stash, wouldn't he?
Magnum P.I., man.
He was talking about there was no free agency. Do you remember what free agency was back then before
– Yeah, well, it didn't start till Reggie, right, in 93.
They called it Plan B.
Yeah, Plan B
which
free
is pretty
agency.
Much if they didn't want – a team didn't want you, you were eligible. They could protect a certain amount of guys,
yeah,
which were pretty much all your starters and all your good players. Mm-hmm. So there'd be some guys you more or less didn't want that would be quote-unquote free agents. This is 25 years ago.
You imagine like, that?
No free agents.
You imagine having Jerry Rice for like 8 years. He can't go anywhere.
Hostetler's like, hey, I couldn't go anywhere. I was there six and a half years before I could play.
And that was Marcus Allen and with the Raiders when Al Davis wanted to play Bo Jackson.
Yep.
You put Marcus on the bench, and Marcus just sat there. Yeah, he just sat there.
No free agency.
No free agents.
In the 90s. It started.
Unbelievable, yeah.
888-729-9494. 888-729.
Well, we didn't know it as fans. I just looked at it
football.
As I knew who my team was going to be every year. That was the one good thing about no free agency. You knew who the players were going to be the next year.
They couldn't leave.
Yeah.
That's not very fair.
But I just, as a kid, you don't know that. No, I just thought that's the way it was.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.